Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. This is your host, Dwight Jeffrey. Welcome to the Mr. Motivator Show. And I'm reminding you, dare to dream and to keep thinking big. You will discover your purpose in life. We have a great show lined up for you this afternoon. Motivation, who needs it? First of all, I want to say welcome to all of my guests and all of the people, all of everyone watching the show today. And I want to say happy Thanksgiving to all of you. Oh, I hope you've had a great and joyous Thanksgiving holiday. Motivation, who needs it? Don't go anywhere. I'm talking to you, especially you, right now. You that are eating that turkey and you got some potato salad, put it down because it's time for you to get some motivation and some inspiration. Motivation, who needs it? Why is it important? Folks, everyone needs motivation. We all need motivation. If we don't have motivation, how can we expect to accomplish anything in life? Motivation, along with encouragement, are both complementary to each other. They each serve a purpose in different ways, but they help us to accomplish our goals. And we need these two ingredients, motivation and encouragement, to achieve success. Those that are tuning in to the Mr. Motivator Show for the first time, I want to welcome you. I want you to know that you can move beyond the obstacles that are holding you back in life. We want to give you some powerful words today. We want to talk about two powerful words and how these words can play an important role in you obtaining success in your life. Now, we look at the word motivate, and in the Webster's definition, we see that motivation is an inner drive. It is an impulse to take action. It means that you have a purpose. You have a motive for accomplishing your mission. And we look at the word encouragement. Encourage means to give courage, to give hope, to give confidence, to help, or to give support. It's very important that we have these ingredients working for us in our lives. Life can sometimes get very tough. traumatic things can happen that can paralyze you physically, mentally, spiritually, and financially. There are more than one area that we can experience disparity in. But I'm telling you right now that if you grab a hold, if you grab a hold of motivation and encouragement, these two words can help you soar up in the clouds with the eagles. They can help you rise above the elements, the challenges that come to grip us in this life. These are two words that will allow us to accelerate down the highway and to get where it is that we need to get to and make it through in good timing. Let's look at, I think, one example of someone who has experienced motivation and experienced encouragement. I'm going to have to say our president. Looking at everything that has happened and transpired, do you think it's an easy job to become a president of the United States of America and to try to work in an effective way to make things better for mankind? It is a challenge. And I believe that sometimes people can become swayed on both sides of the coin. In other words, people can be there, and they can be there for you today, and tomorrow they pull out on you. People can become negative about you and what you're trying to do. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe that all presidents, all of the great presidents, were motivated before they decided to run for office, to take office. And once they got in there, it was a whole different ballgame. And I salute President Obama for his accomplishment and for him being reelected. But, folks, I think, looking back, every president who's taken that position, every president has done some good deeds. Every president has made some progress. They've made some changes. And also, they're just like us. Many of them have made mistakes. But I think oftentimes, as people, we can get more caught up in the negative than actually looking at the positive, actually looking at the success, where success has taken root. And again, I commend President Obama. I think that the toughest job in the world is to be a president and to try to please people is the hardest job in the world. And the reason why I admire the president so much, because when you are under attack with a lot of the negative, when you've had people to turn their backs on you, when you have people that don't like you, not so much because of what your capabilities are, but some people that just don't like you because they don't like your background. They may not like your race, your color, your ethnicity. And they can't see any good because they are blinded by those negative barriers. Ladies and gentlemen, that is a hard thing to do, is to run for office and to realize there are many, many negative barriers waiting to try to wrap around you and hold you in bondage. But one thing I know that it took for the president to win this election was encouragement and motivation, because there are obstacles. There is adversity waiting on you. Now, but what is it that helps us to face adversity, to look adversity and stare it in the face? Encouragement. I believe that the president was encouraged. I believe that he was given hope. He was given confidence. Someone had to show him that they believed in him, they supported him, and that they were willing to help him and stand behind him. And along with encouragement, the president had to be motivated to go back and run for a second term in office. Looking at the challenges, the amount of work that has to be done, the enormous amount of pressure, and what it does. Pressure can affect our minds, our bodies, but to subject oneself into something that's so enormous and so overwhelming, I know the other ingredient was motivation. The president was motivated. He had an inner drive to run again. He had an impulse to go back because he loves people and he wanted to do his best to try to make our country a great country and our world a better world. Ladies and gentlemen, motivation moves it on you in such a way, it pushes you out there, and your only focus is to take action, to be encouraged and to be motivated are two great ingredients that it takes and that it took for the president to get back into office, to get back out there in the trenches to try to make this world a better place. And he has my respect. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know that there are many of our great presidents. There are many great leaders in every category, from politicians to entertainers. And if you sit and talk with each one of them, everyone has had an obstacle. They've had some adversity that they've had to triumph over. They've had to win the battle with the adversity in order to get there. Ladies and gentlemen, you can't get there unless you have been encouraged and you are motivated. And when you are motivated, you are determined. You're not going to let anything stand in your way. You are moving to your purpose. You are moving to your focus because you're on a mission. You have a mission and you have a vision to accomplish. Now, what about you right now? You. I'm talking to you. I'm talking to the man or the lady who's sitting on the sofa, who's sitting in that recliner. And you have been hit with an adversity, and it has devastated you to the degree that you're deciding whether or not you want to get back in the fight. You're deciding whether or not you should give up and let go of the rope and forget about the ship. But I want to encourage you right now, listen to me. Don't let that disappointment, don't let that adversity hold you back. Don't let it cause you to give up in life. I'm reminded of an athlete who had a desire at an early age to want to play sports. But this athlete received this opportunity. But when the athlete got in there, he was cut from the team. He was not good enough to play on the team. That disappointment, the discouragement, the rejection, the bitterness began to set in. But the coach encouraged him. The coach encouraged him and motivated him to work and to work on his fundamentals, to try to improve on his playing so that he could make the team the next year. And not only did this young man make the team, but he became one of the all-time greats. He became one of the greatest to ever play in sports. Ladies and gentlemen, you can be that young man right now where you are. No, sports may not be the area that you have your talents and your expertise for, but there are other areas where you can make a great contribution. You see, you can be the Michael Jordan in your church. You can be the Michael Jordan in your community. You can be the Michael Jordan in your arena, in your environment, in your family, with the children that you're working with. We all have areas, and we have what it takes. We were designed to work uniquely in a certain area in our lives, but it's up to you to discover yourself. And the way to do that is to become encouraged. I want to encourage you right now that you are someone. You are somebody. And you are special. And there are people waiting for you to touch them. It may be your smile. Some people have a smile that just radiates a room. It causes a hostile environment to settle down. Some people have a smile that melts away tempers and attitude. Some people have a way with words. They can ease the bickering. They know how to stop a quarrel in a matter of seconds because of the words that they communicate that come out of their mouths. It's up to you. It's up to you right now to receive this word of encouragement from Mr. Motivator today. It's up for you to get motivated. It's up to you to decide that, hey, I know what I want to do, and I want to do it because I see fulfillment in doing it. I see the benefit of me helping those foster children or helping those cancer patients. I see the benefit of me doing what's been pressing on my heart, what has been on my mind for years to do. But I've been so busy, being busy, and now I've run into an obstacle. I've ran into a roadblock, and I'm sitting on my sofa. I'm clicking the remote. I'm on the computer. I'm just surfing the internet, moving from one link to the next link, but I'm not fulfilled. I'm talking to you. It's time for you to get motivated and to take action. I want to encourage you to realize that all of us are special in our own special way. And if we all were the same, this would be a dull, boring world. I want to encourage you to like yourself, to like you, to appreciate you. I want you right now to get your mind off of the horrible thing that someone said to you. I want you to get your mind off of the people who blamed you for something that maybe wasn't your fault, and they laid you off. They fired you from your job. I want you right now to be encouraged that there is still a new beginning in your life. I want you to realize that this is not an ending, this is a beginning. The best awaits you, but the thing that separates you from receiving the best and experiencing victory in your life is the ambition, the motivation to step out right now and to move forward. We can't allow ourselves to be held in prison. I'm talking to someone right now. Your life has come to a complete halt. You're at a standstill, and you're not enjoying your life. You're not experiencing the best that life has for you to experience. You need to get up. Get up from there where you are. Get up right now and declare that you're not going to let people push you around. You are going to find where you are accepted. You are going to go where you are appreciated and not where you are tolerated and the people don't like you and everyone looks at you as though you're an outcast and you don't fit in and you're trying to figure out how can I fit in this clique and how can I fit in that clique. That's not the best for you. Dare to dream. Friend, start dreaming. Friend, I want to encourage you to dream and to visualize your dream. Dream big. Allow your dream to become crystal clear. Allow your dream to motivate you to take action. Allow your dream to see you as the way you want to become. Allow your dream to see you as the way you are. And then take action. Start walking in that dream. Don't allow the bondages of negativity to hold you back from progress anymore. One of the all-time great coaches that I've studied a lot about, and every time I read this man's book, I listen to him. He motivates me, and he really knew how to motivate a team. This man knew how to encourage and to push people to see themselves as a winner. And that was the all-time great Coach Vince Lombardi. He fulfilled his purpose. His mission was to help his team, to help his players see themselves as winners, as champions. And guess what? That's what they became. And you have coaches around the world today who use his knowledge, who use a lot of his techniques to motivate their players. It's time for you to get encouraged and to get motivated. Motivation. Everyone needs it. If you're not motivated, you won't have the desire. You won't have the ambition to accomplish much in life if you aren't motivated. When you're motivated, you know that it's beyond you. You know that it's bigger than just you. It's about you fulfilling your part because you're going to have an impact on someone else. I don't care if you are a well digger, or you a post digger, or post hole digger. You have to see what you do as important because everyone is important. Ladies and gentlemen, you couldn't have a great, successful company. You couldn't have a successful corporate company or corporate entity if you did not have a successful team of workers called blue collars. We all have a place. And some of you may be out traveling today. You're out on the highways. Maybe you're in a place where you're experiencing hazardous conditions. Do you know the man that gets up to clean the streets? The one who gets up or stays up all night to remove the ice from the roads, to put down chemicals to remove the ice so that your car or truck won't slip off of a bridge. You don't think that that person's job is important? Stop feeling sorry for yourself and become encouraged today and motivated. And once you become motivated, you begin to accomplish one goal at a time. And as you accomplish every goal, you become goal-directed because you are motivated. Read everything you can about people who were motivated to accomplish success in their lives. Listen to every tape, every CD, every book, every magazine. Feed yourself with hope. Feed yourself with encouragement. Feed yourself with motivation. And once your tank is full, you will run faster than everyone else who's running out of gas. If you want to move down the highway, if you want to move into your element, it's time for you to get motivated. And I want to encourage you today that motivation is what all of us need, and also encouragement. Realize that your life isn't over until it's over, until the last breath is gone from your body. You should live this life to the fullest. You should drive the best, work best, and experience the best that life has to offer. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for tuning in to the broadcast today. I'm your host, Mr. Motivator. And also, you can check me out. My blog is dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com. That's dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com. And you can also follow me on Twitter. And that is at C Mr. Motivator. The letter C as in Kyle, M-R, M-O-T-I-V-A-T-O-R. You have a great holiday vacation. We'll see you this We'll see you this time next week. And, folks, get motivated. Be encouraged today. Again, this is Mr. Motivator. We love you. Look forward to seeing you again. God bless.